So, didn't catch the show on
Sunday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Oh, g'day, podcast. It's good to have your ear.
Well, both of them.
Certainly is.
Bit of a mixed bag with the podcast today. I'm not going to lie to you, podcasters. So you
phoned it into that.
Yeah, we kind of did.
really put our feet up. We're like, Sunday.
Yeah, there was a few interviews and some us chitty chats.
Important interviews, though.
Important interviews. You're going to hear us chat to the Beanies.
Yeah.
About we want to launch a kids entertainment business.
Or driven by the people of Australia. You're the ones who told us to do it.
So you're going to hear that. You're going to hear dad jokes. I know that's very popular.
Classic Sunday gear.
I know the Sunday podcast gets a lot of... Because we can actually look at when people listen. A lot of people fast forward to the dad jokes, get that and chuff off.
Well, people love that.
So that'll be towards the end. So don't worry, that's there. But you're probably going to hear this first, actually, is we had a competition. We had a competition where we gave away a PlayStation 5, very popular.
Yeah, we did. It went nuts. Thousands of people calling through.
Like, I'm probably...
People are still calling for it. Yes. We gave it away.
Like, I'm 10,000 people.
Yeah.
Like, we said free PlayStation 5. We've got 208 stations around Australia, if you're listening overseas.
Mm.
And just people constantly calling.
Yep.
And we thought we had... Because, again, it was a copy of PlayStation 5 and WWE 2K23.
Mm.
So we asked the question, what's your wrestler name and why?
Mm.
It didn't go that well, but I...
But it was fun.
It was
so much fun.
It was fun.
You know what I mean? Okay, the way I would equate it is like you've got a bunch of your favourite mates, you know, like a good bunch of lads, right? And you go and see the worst movie ever, right? But you're still with your mates and you're having fun and you're joking. You're not really watching the movie. That's what it was like.
Well, yeah. And I want to put it in the podcast for the podcasters because... You know, I don't want you, like, it didn't go...
It was a car crash.
It didn't go smoothly as Nathan and I thought.
No.
But Nathan and I had a great time.
It was fun, and you
Nathan
can hear us having fun.
Our cheeks were hurting from laughing at the end of it.
Because it failed so dismally, and that's good. Failure is good, guys.
Yeah, with Nathan and I, well, it's good when things go well. For us, it's more fun if it just goes fucked.
Absolutely. That's what happened. But here's the thing. Like, people say, oh, yeah, it's good to lean into your mistakes because you learn from them. Not us.
No.
We'll probably do it again.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be just as bad.
And you know, when we started this podcast, it's Jimmy, by the way, you know, I was saying that, you know, we could have phoned it in. Yeah. We didn't really plan this.
No. I think you sent an email 2 weeks ago. Then we forgot about it until it was live.
Most of the big ideas, all the good ones on the show, Nath comes up with them. And someone emailed us and said, hey, can you give away PlayStation 5 and WWE 2K23? I went, yep. And it was like, come up with an idea. Anyway, we've been pretty busy the last few weeks.
Well, so busy because we've had a rotating cast of producers.
Yeah. And so usually Nath comes up with stuff. The person in our fun and games department, Nat, we love Nat, needed an answer. I panicked and wrote an email that said, we'll ask them for their wrestlers' names.
Which I had no idea about until like a couple of days ago.
And, well,
it had been locked in.
Yeah, this morning. So it had been locked in. I'd forgotten that I'd sent that email. Nath didn't have anything. So we went, look, we'll roll with this.
Sure.
And, you know, that's yeah, it's explaining. I love explaining the behind the scenes.
Yeah,
so that's how we got
to
here.
So I guess the real lesson is... Stay in your lane. Like if I edited...
I'm not blaming anyone because we've been busy.
Oh, I am.
You're blaming me.
No.
But you didn't reply.
No, I'm blaming myself.
Oh.
I let this thing happen. And you know what? It was bloody brilliant. Yeah, and I'd do it again.
And I'll be honest, now that it's happened,
yeah,
when I pitched it, that's probably how I thought it would go.
That's all you see. Yeah. The cogs are turning. That'll play out.
Well, to be honest, I just sent an email to go... This will be a placeholder until Nath comes up with something better. And then you and I both forgot about
it's
it.
My fault. Yeah.
And then we got to it. We went, oh, fuck, this is... You're going to do this now.
We're figuring it out
live.
Yeah,
you'll hear. We kind of had no idea what's going on. But it's kind of great.
I loved it. I reckon once every 3 or 4 weeks, just reply with an idea and don't tell me.
And when I say reply with an idea, like the email came in and go, we need this today. And so I replied within a second. I went, wrestling video game, the last wrestling game.
So you've obviously put heaps of thought into it.
Yeah, we get production, and you'll hear the productions. It's not Bones' fault, our audio guy, but it's Nathan and I.
He tried to polish a turd.
Yeah, we're also not sure of how it works. Like, you'll hear us, we use it sometimes, we don't use it sometimes. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, fan favourite for me.
Mm.
And it, yeah, really sums up the fact that we phoned today. And, yeah.
So we had a competition that we didn't plan for, a chat with the Beanies, which is great. They're great.
They're really
and
good.
And dad jokes. We've gone all out.
Which we do every Sunday.
We really didn't plan anything.
Great podcast, though. Enjoy.
Your next show podcast.
Yes, look, if you did miss it on yesterday's show, very exciting news. We're giving away a PlayStation 5. Yep, PlayStation 5 and a new copy of WWE 2K23.
This is huge. Going off like a frog in the sock, of course. Enter the ring with John Cena in WWE 2K23. It's out now, guys.
Yep, it's out now. Now, it's going to be very simple. So give us a call, 131060. Now, apologies if you can't get through,
the phones are going insane.
We had an issue with this yesterday on the show. Lots of people trying to call through couldn't get through. So apologies if you are getting the engaged. We only have 10 phone lines, so we're on 208 stations around the country. You can imagine if more than 10 people call, that's where you get the engaged.
And also, we hope more than 10 people call for this. Otherwise, it's a sad reflection of us.
Well, yesterday, I think I just said we have a PlayStation 5 to give away. I didn't even say anything else, and all these people called. I didn't even tell them what they needed to do yet. Yeah. So how it works is you call us, you give us a wrestler name and a reason why.
Yep. Easy as.
Yeah.
We did one for each other yesterday and it was very poor. Do you want to have a second go at it?
Well, no, I'm not great with names.
Yeah, but that's what makes it funny.
And it's live and we haven't come up with anything.
Great, you can go first.
Oh no. Here they come. You're in for a treat. Please welcome into the ring.
Nice.
Yeah, strikes fear into the eyes.
It just does what it says on the tin. You know what I mean? Jimmy and Nath.
Keep it simple.
You know what I mean?
That was really good.
And so if you need my explanation, because that's what we're asking you, Australia,
sure,
a name and a reason why. So Nath, it comes from the word Nathan.
Of course.
Just shortening it to Nath, dropping the A-N at the end. And also it's the name of the show, Jimmy and Nath. So.
And great explanation.
Thank you.
You ready to enter the ring?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, oh no. Here they come. You're in for a treat. Please welcome into the ring,
Jimmy the Bloke Smith.
Yep. And I just love an explanation.
I thought it was pretty self-explanatory. But, it's good to know. No, that's good. That's part of this game.
A lot of messages on the socials. People are still confused about Nath.
Please explain.
Yeah, like, I still don't get the Nath one.
So, obviously, I've gone with Jimmy the Bloke Smith. Let's take it in parts.
Jimmy, where's this come from?
Being your colloquial name, your name is James, but people refer to you as Jimmy as like a fun nickname.
Okay.
It's also Jimmy, news the to Jimmy me. Nash. Bear with me. Make sense. I'll put the pieces together.
Let's go a bit slower.
Ease up, cowboy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
I was about to say short for James, but it's actually the
longer.
I think it's longer, but anyway, it's like your nickname, right? Yep. The bloke because you're a bloke. Right?
Let's go.
I'll explain it off air.
It's so much easier than we're making it. Just give us a call, 301060. Give us your wrestler name. Give us the reason why you could win a PS5 and a copy of WWE 2K23.
Enter the ring with John Cena in WWE 2K23. It is out now, guys. Or you can win it from us next with your wrestler name. 131060. It's Jimmy Nath.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, just asked 131060. What's your wrestler name and why?
Yeah.
This is because we're giving away a copy of PS5, and a new copy of WWE 2K23.
This is huge, guys. Enter the ring with John Cena in WWE 2K23. It is out now, guys.
Now, look, before we go to the phones, again, we've got to find out the wrestler name and the reason why. Apologies if you're trying to get through on the phones. It's been absolutely nuts. It was nuts yesterday on the show. As you can imagine, giving away a PS5.
I almost hate giving away big prizes because we can't chat to everybody.
No.
And this show is about getting as many people in as possible.
And I think I just said P yesterday. I didn't even get the S5.
No.
And people just started calling.
Could be anything. Could be a Pepsi.
So you know there'll be one person who's very happy and a lot of pissed off people.
Okay, let's welcome in our first contestant, young Oliver. Hello, Ollie. We got you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Ollie. Are you a fan of wrestling, mate?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
And you're a fan of PlayStation 5s?
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, okay, so have you got a wrestler name for us?
Yeah, Oliver the Ferocious.
Oliver the Ferocious. Okay, so Ollie, how this is going to work is we're going to play a little bit of music for you.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we'll do it for you.
I went too early.
We've got it. But no, that's fine. That's fine. We're learning.
Because now I've heard it. So sorry, Ollie.
So Ollie, we're going to play a little bit of music, and then when it says please welcome, you give us your big loud please welcome Oliver the Ferocious. Okay, Ollie?
Okay.
Okay, here we go, mate.
Oh no. Here they come. Here they come, you're in for a treat.
Wait for it, Ollie.
Please welcome into the ring.
Go!
Oliver the Ferocious.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's not as impressive, but Nate's going, wait for it, and wait, yeah, go! Do you want to talk us through the name, Ollie? Why have you gone with Oliver the Ferocious?
Because in kindergarten when I played rugby, they called me Oliver the Ferocious, and now it's stuck for all sports.
Wow. I didn't know there was a good story. That's a great story.
Makes it even better. Okay, well done. Hey, Ollie, you're in the lead for this as well, so well done, mate. You stick there. Let's go to Roy. Hello, Roy.
Hi.
You're just whispering to somebody, Roy? Were you like, I'm on the radio?
First time on the radio.
Oh, first time on the radio. Welcome, mate. Hope we're gentle. Roy, are you into wrestling?
Yes, I am. My dad got me into it when I was younger.
Okay. You into PlayStation 5s?
Yes, I am into PlayStation 5.
Okay, that's good. There's a few fans in the background. This is good. Okay, Roy, you're going to hear the music, and then you give us your wrestler name when it tells you to, okay?
Yep.
Okay, nice and loud. Here we go.
Oh, no. Here they come, you're in for a treat. Please welcome into the ring.
So, my wrestler name is the Butt Crack Bandit from Parts Unknown, Black Belt Wedgie Master.
Sorry, Roy, can we get that one again? Sorry, I missed it.
It would be Butt Crack Bandit from Parts Unknown, Black Belt Wedgie Master.
Yep.
The Butt Crack Bandit. I love it.
Wordy.
Yeah, wordy.
But I mean, it does what it says on the tin.
Yeah,
I'm
actually probably not going to have time to go through everyone's explanation. So yeah, I'm just going to...
We'll take that into consideration. Okay. Let's go to from Kogra, Svetlana. Hello, Svetlana.
Hi, how are you?
We are good, Svetlana. Are you a fan of wrestling?
Little bit, yes. For more my sons, actually.
Okay, yeah, and are you a fan of PlayStation 5s?
Yes, and they're like, oh, my God, they're dying to get one. And it's a secret. My son's birthday tomorrow, and it's going to be a huge if it is movie one.
I mean, even if you win, Svetlana, we
won't
be
able to... That's right. If.
Yeah, but we won't be able to give it to you tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah, but it'll come to you eventually.
Yeah, it'll probably take a couple of weeks, though, Svetlana. So
that's fine.
And, of course, if you win...
But you could tell your son. You'd be like, it's coming.
Of course. Well, it's going to be a big secret anyway.
Yes, of course. I mean, not as exciting, but anyway, we'll push on. Okay, so Svetlana, you've got it. Don't say it yet, but you've got a wrestling name, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. When it tells you to do it, you do it. Here we go. Come on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, she's gone early. Okay. Svetlana, it's good.
No, we just, whenever you feel like it's Svetlana, okay, just listen and you just go.
Whenever you feel, you do it. Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
So, okay. Give it.
Let's get rid of the open up. So what is it, Svetlana? We missed it.
Masha Crusher. No, Smasher.
Oh, Smasher.
Smasher Crusher.
Okay.
Yes.
You're in there. You're in the running. Hey, sorry, Seth. Hey, Seth from Maidstone.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
You're a fan of wrestling?
I am.
Yep. Fan of PlayStation 5s?
Pardon?
Fan of PlayStation 5s?
I am.
Okay.
Well, this is the competition.
Okay, this is good. You've gone for the right thing, Seth.
Nathan, I reckon we
fired the thing.
No, we're doing it.
No, okay. All right, whatever. Seth, I'm going to give you, you got a wrestling name, Seth?
I do. It's the Stump.
Okay, yeah. No, all right, Seth.
Okay, Seth, why is it the Stump?
Mate, I've got two energetic younger brothers who'd watch wrestling and then come in and have a go at me.
Yeah.
So I literally sit on them until the waterworks started, to be honest. And we're about 15 years on and the name stuck.
Okay, the Stump. Okay. That's his move.
That's it.
He'll stump you.
I'm stuck.
How's that? Middle Stump.
Okay, all right, Seth, well done. You're absolutely in the running. Jim, you want to make the call?
I'm just going to try and remember them all. So we've got the Stump.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Smasher Crusher.
Yep.
We've got the Butt Crack Bandit.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got Young Oliver, which was...
The Ferocious. Ollie, you there?
Yeah, I am.
What was yours again? The Ferocious?
Oliver the Ferocious.
Okay,
which was
cool.
From rugby when he was younger.
Yeah, cool. So I think to announce the winner, we should do the wrestling announcement.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if we don't say the same one?
Well, I think you make the call.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right. So have you got a winner in mind?
Yeah, I do. I do think I have a winner.
Okay, all right. Okay. So you say the name and that person will be the winner. Okay, all right.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here they come. Here they come. You're in for a treat. Please welcome into the ring.
The Stump! The Stump! You've done it, Seth! Well done! Hello? Seth?
Hey.
Seth, you just want a PS5.
Oh, no way.
No, we're doing that again. We're doing that again. All right, hang on.
No, my favorite thing in radio is when people just anticlimactically go, yep, no, it's good.
No, this is sick. Thanks,
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Tigers and the horse.
Australia. Forget about Ed. Forget about Pink. Forget about Harry. There's a new sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Oh my God, Tigers and the Horse.
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 Oh, Tigers and the Horse.
Tigers and the Horse.
Tigers and the Horse.
Yeah, here's the thing. It started as a photo shoot. A one-off photo shoot. It has now transformed into printed out copies of Tigers and the Horse, which is Jim, you and myself dressed up as tigers, riding our boss Sonder as a horse. And then last week we were like, hang on a minute, could we turn this into a kids party entertainment group?
Okay, this is the thing, right? We'll follow anything Australia says. Nath, don't pretend that we've had anything to do with this. Nath made a joke on the show that said, oh, we'll give away signed photos. Suddenly people start calling and go, I want a signed photo. Mm. They give us suggestions. All our big boss Sonic can come up with in 3 minutes during a song is two tiger costumes, a horse costume, and this dodgy beach jungle background.
And then I start calling it Tigers and the horse.
And then last week we were giving away because we finally got some, you know, printed out versions that we could sign and send out. And then people start going to us last week.
Do you guys do parties?
You guys should start doing kids. That sounds like a kids thing. And so then all these people are messaging us going, yeah, I've got this kids party coming up. You should lock it in. And again, then our boss is like, you should do it. And I don't know anything.
One of our big bosses came past us in the office the other day and was like, wow, you guys getting out to kids parties and stuff. And you do my kids. I was like, nothing has been organised. We're making this up as we go.
I hope you're happy now. This is all after you said on the show as a joke. We should give out signed photos of ourselves.
Now, this is the thing, Jim. If we are going to pursue this, which it looks like Australia wants us to,
hey,
our bosses want us to.
What Australia wants, mate, we'll do.
Absolutely. We're going to need some help, and we're going to need some help from people who do this every single day, professionals who can hopefully teach us how to be a kids' entertainment group, because we have no idea how to do this, and there's only one group of people that can do this for us, Jim.
Yes, Nathan, as you get the round of applause ready, kill the music. They are a three-piece children's band, award-winning listener podcasters, and ABC Kids stars with a mission to entertain and encourage children through songs, dance, stories, and interactive lessons. Coinciding with World Sleep Day on Friday the 17th of March, their brand-new podcast, Beanies Dreamies, provides all the bedtime routine answers for helping transition kids from playtime to sleep time, and it's available right now. Please welcome to the show, Laura, Mim, and Michael, a.k.a. The Beanies!
The Beanies!
Oh, Jimmy, I want you to intro us everywhere we go. And
what an intro.
That was great.
I got lost in the journey.
I know, we're only good at intros.
Yeah. Okay, maybe that's what we can come to the parties with you guys. We'll just intro you and then we'll fade away. Thoughts on that, Mim? What do you reckon?
Oh, we'd probably have to charge extra.
Yeah.
For that many people.
Hey, as long as we can get a cut, mate.
But I will say that not knowing what you're doing is a key ingredient of being a children's entertainer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, well, Laura, I'll ask you then. How did this whole thing start? Can you explain to us the Beanies? How do you guys become like a top tier kids entertainment
group? Well, actually, very similarly, we all started doing kids' birthday parties. So we all worked with children. We were all actors and musical theatre kids back in the day, and we all kind of met doing shows, and we were all doing kids' parties and after school care and things like that, and just kind of grew. We formed the band about actually 7 years ago today.
Oh,
today.
We knew, obviously.
You're 7 years in. We're 8 days in. So this is,
it'll go like that.
Michael, any advice? What do you think is the number one thing you need to know when entertaining for kids?
Play is a really good thing. So I think you guys have got that. There's lots of play. There's lots of energy.
Okay.
And
you've
tigers,
just got to have fun.
Really.
And
yeah.
Tigers.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you guys as well. I mean, if you had to be Tigers and the Horse, who would be the Tigers and who would be the Horse?
Shotgun Tiger. Yeah. Shotgun the other tiger. That's usually how decisions get made in our band. So.
Yeah. You know, I'll just be there hanging out in the paddock, having a good time,
eating
a bit of grass.
Horse energy.
Yeah, big horse energy. Very strong, tall.
I mean, we showed you the photo. You guys, you have seen us in action with the tigers and the horse. Mim, I'll ask you now. I think one of you said that it looks like it's going to be quite hot in an outfit like that.
Yeah, it does get a bit hot dancing around on stage. We did a summer show once where our shoes literally melted when we were on stage. It was so hot.
I'm still wearing them.
See, look at that hole.
They are too. There is a hole in the bottom of Michael's shoe.
Wow. Yeah. And that was 4 years ago.
So things aren't going well then as children entertainers. Michael can't buy new shoes.
Get ready to wear those tiger costumes for 7 years.
Forever.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
We're pumped to have you guys in here because we do want to talk about the podcast as well because this is huge on the listener app. But what we thought we would do is we want to try and get as much information out of you as possible so we can potentially pursue tigers and the horse. Jim, I don't know if we could get to more than 3 or 4 parties and we'll be done. But what I thought, maybe we could go through each one of you one piece of golden advice that we could take into Tigers and the Horse. Michael, we can start with you. What do you reckon, mate? What do we got?
Well, what's the journey of the two tigers and the horse? What's your story? You know, well, let's figure out the story between these two tigers. How did they meet? Did one of them lose their ice cream and the other one bought them another ice cream? Is that how they became
friends?
What's
their motivation? Why are they riding the horse? What did the horse do?
Oh, God, you guys, I feel like I'm in interrogation.
I don't know! We're just sharing ideas. You know?
They're very good questions that we have not thought about.
But I have a good piece of advice. If you get stuck mid-show, if something goes wrong, your music stops working, something goes terribly wrong and you need to do something, the best thing to do is to act scared or confused.
Okay.
Kids love it when adults are scared or confused, full stop.
Right.
That's your go-to. And to be fair, so far your horse does look a bit scared and confused. So you're on the right track.
Just like to remind everyone that this is our boss Sondra is in the horse.
We are riding her as the horse.
She's committed to the children's party. She wants to.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Laura, have you got a piece of advice for us? Something we could do? Actually, I will bring up the fact that, of course, acting scared and confused, we have like tiger heads on. Mm. So would we have to lift that up?
No, they've got holes, remember?
Sorry, Nate's already forgotten. Sorry. We wore it once for 20 minutes.
It's perfect. I can see you doing a great back and forth where you get the kids to roar at you and then you're scared. Ooh, they would love that. Yeah,
I love
these
that.
These are really good notes.
These are really good. I hope someone's writing them down. I'm not.
And we also get 10% of anything.
Yeah, obviously.
That's your advantage.
Protect
now.
Your rights. Okay. That's our advice. Now, my advice would probably be that if all else fails, kids love fart jokes. Just pop one of those in.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Farts
good.
Are never not funny.
Well, Laura.
Laura, you didn't need to fart to show us, obviously.
Mim, what's going on?
See? Really,
Michael, don't you dare.
You guys have a fart sound effect ready to go?
There's no sound effect.
You're our people. That was you.
No, that was all original.
It's a microphone down lower if you need to look. Okay, we would love to chat about the podcast as well. People listening to the show who've got kids, what is the podcast about?
Well, it's really a sleep podcast, but it's more for that in-between time between when your kids are really, really hyper and you want them to go to bed.
Sure.
So it really fills that gap. And it's a kind of podcast that you don't sort of sit down and listen to. You get up and work with it as well. Yeah, you get up and play along. And we ended up making it because heaps of parents requested it. So our other podcast is very high energy and will get you super hyper.
Right.
But this one will take you from hyper and transition to calming down.
Right.
And I'll use this voice.
Without them knowing. Yeah,
and then you'll brush
really
your teeth. You do a bit of gratitude. You do a bit of deep breathing. And then your kids are asleep.
Right. Mm. So this came by request, Michael. They asked you guys to be like, okay, you've got my kids all nice and hyper. Now put them to bed for me, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. This is us trying to solve a problem that we've created. By like getting kids heaps hyper and then we just leave.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're just like, what do you do? So it was asking for that. And then we also saw a survey. It was like a Better Sleep Council said that like 85% or something like that of parents don't have a solid sleep routine with their children. So it's just like something you can do with your children to try and calm them down just before bed. They're really fun activities and you do it together. So kids will really like that as well.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to do it together. You can just turn it on and then go write some emails or do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, I love that you're about to say leave. Go out, a few beers,
we'll
go back,
children,
be fine.
And then we'll just raise them for you until they're 18.
Just get it on rotation. You've got...
Well, guys, the Beanie's brand new podcast, Beanie's Dream, is available right now on the Listener app. Of course, LISTNR, wherever you get your podcast from. But this is exciting, and this is huge if you're listening to this right now, because up next, the Beanies are going to actually show us how to be children's performers, Jim.
Yeah, look, before we can entertain children, Nath, we need to be children, and we need to be entertained by the best.
We need to take ourselves back to being children.
So, Nathan and I, we're going to leave the studio. We're going to come back, Australia. We're going to dress up. You're going to see this on the socials, by the way, at Jimmy and Nath. We'll tag and show everyone. But, yeah, Nathan and I will come back dressed as children, and the Beanies will be performing next on the show.
And it's so we can learn, okay? Yes. Stick
before
around.
Before you entertain the kids, you must become the kids.
Absolutely. And we don't have to go back far to be kids, okay? Let me tell you. All right, more from the Beanies next, including a live performance, I believe, of the Topsy Turvy Zoo.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, we're just talking about Tigers and the Horse, which is our potential kids entertainment group. And before we could become kids entertainers, before we could possibly understand how to do it, we needed some people in here to teach us how to do it. So please welcome back to the show, the Beanies! Jim, Michael, Laura, this is huge.
Now,
we
just walked in our outfits because, again, before we can entertain children, we must become children, understand the child and what the child needs. I'll let the Beanies do it. Would you guys like to explain what Nathan and I are wearing?
I can't even describe to you what you're wearing. It is both hilarious and confronting.
Well, they're twinning. They're matching. They've got adult diapers with big diaper pins just right at the front, just looking at me.
Some nice teddy bear shirts.
Teddy bear print. And Birkenstocks.
And we've got some
Birkenstocks.
Baby bibs that are giving both baby and Handmaid's Tale somehow. And
we got a pacifier. We've got bottles.
Bottle.
I keep choking on this pacifier. I keep putting it into, I shouldn't say don't do that.
We're children's entertainers.
So now this is the thing, and this is what we were explaining before. Before we, of course, we can take on the role as children's entertainers, Jim, we need to go back to being kids, right? Put ourselves in the role of being children. We have the Beanies here. You guys are going to perform for us. We will be the children so we can understand how you guys do this at an elite level.
Well, we do have some things to help you get in the zone. So we've got some little Beanies dollies. So you can hold Laura Beanie if you like.
Okay.
What Beanie have I got? Is this
Mim
Beanie?
Oh, and then Michael Beanie's got his headphones
Michael
on
Beanie's
over there.
Over there with headphones
just ready for
on.
The performance.
He's working. He's just checking audio levels.
So I was just about to panic and be like, Michael didn't get one.
Beanie budget got cut.
Yeah, this is why Michael's still wearing the same shoes, because they had their own dolls made.
Only the Tigers get dollies.
So guys, how this is going to work is, it's completely up to you. You guys are going to do a performance of the Topsy Turvy Zoo. Mm-hmm. As kids, what do you need us to do?
Well, this song is all about pretending to be one animal and then pretending to be another animal and then squishing them together to make a weird topsy-turvy animal. So this is a very play with us song. Yep. So we need you to copy along with the action. Okay. So we're going to start off by being an elephant. So can you show me your, so I do with the kid, big elephant trunks and make a big elephant noise.
That's it.
Okay,
well
that's good. Okay,
call
good.
Now if you want to guess the secret sound.
elephant!
Yes, congrats. You won $10,000.
Okay, so guys, whenever you're ready, I'll hit play on this, and then you guys can take it away, and we'll
And we need you to give it all you've got. Okay. I need you to be the elephant. I need you to be the unicorn.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm standing
what
up for this.
What noise is the unicorn, mate?
I don't know.
That is exactly the sound.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen of Australia, this is the Jimmy and Ace Show, and these are the Beanies with the Topsy Turvy Zoo.
All right, Jimmy and Nate, I need you to show me your big elephants.
Very good.
I'm being an elephant, being an elephant. Being a unicorn, being a unicorn.
Being an elephant, being an elephant.
Being a unicorn.
Why can't we be both?
Now be both. Ready?
Being an elephant, being an elephant, being an elephant, being an elephant. Everybody freeze! At the Topsy-Turvy Zoo.
Well done.
Well done.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay.
Cool. Yep.
Oh. Watching Michael.
I'm being a crocodile, being a crocodile.
Being a flamingo, being a flamingo.
Being a crocodile, being a crocodile.
Being a flamingo, being a flamingo.
Why can't we be both?
Ready?
Being a flocodile, being a flocodile, being a flocodile, being a flocodile. Everybody freeze.
Someone leg.
At the top,
that's very good.
Freezing.
Well done.
I'm a
degrees.
I'm being an antelope, being an antelope.
Being an octopus, being an octopus.
Being an antelope, being an antelope.
Being an octopus, being an octopus.
Why can't we be both?
Octolope, ready?
Being an octolope, being an octolope. Being an octolope, being an octolope. Everybody freeze!
Great octolope.
It's a casual weekend.
I'm fine, I'm fine.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I'm being a gorilla, being a gorilla.
Being a butterfly, being a butterfly.
Great being
butterfly.
A gorilla, being a gorilla.
Being a butterfly, being a butterfly.
Why can't we be both?
Yes. Ready?
Being a gorilla fly, being a gorilla fly. Being a gorilla fly, being a gorilla fly. Everybody freeze! At the top of Jenny's in.
Well done!
Nailed it! Well done.
Give yourself a big pat on the back.
Now, I have a question. How do you feel about those full-body tiger suits now? Do you think that they're going to be a bit too hot?
I think our children's entertainment career is just finished. Yeah.
I'm wearing just an adult diaper, and I'm like nothing really on the bottom, and it's a million degrees. Do you guys sweat all the time?
Yeah.
I'm also
being in tiger's costumes is stupid.
I am also wearing an adult's diaper. Mine's come off.
Oh, I'm so glad we're on the other side of this desk.
On the other side of the desk.
You might not want to walk away from that desk for too long.
There's a real elephant here now.
Okay, guys, look, we cannot another massive round of applause for Beanies. You guys are actually phenomenal. They are the best in the business, guys. As we said, go and get the podcast on the listener app, Beanie's Dream Is. Before we do let you go, guys, I mean, you've seen us try to do what you do. We want to pursue tigers and the horse. Mm-hmm. We need 2 out of 3 votes to continue this. Michael, we'll start with you. Do you think Jimmy and Aith could be children's entertainers?
Yes!
Oh, that's one.
That's quick. I'll do that.
Mim?
Absolutely, yes.
Two. We need 3 and we're going to Sydney. Laura?
Jimmy and Nath, you've got the gold ticket.
Yeah!
You've got
the
ticket! I also realised when I put my arms up, it's like a midriff.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Dad joke.
Hey, good one.
Dad joke.
My pet mouse Elvis died last night, Nate.
Oh, no.
He was caught in a trap.
So good.
It's Dad Joke Sunday.
Yeah, it is Dad Joke Sundays, 13 10 60. If you have a joke, we'd love for you to share it with Australia.
Yeah, shout out to Audio Balls as well. Love that. That's good.
Shout out to Zachy. Audio Balls is an absolute legend.
And shout out to Jim. You've got to tell those jokes very quickly. So, well done to you, mate.
I don't know if I'm going to tell... Yeah, maybe I need to come up with a real basic one. If you did miss it, it wasn't a joke. It was sad news. My pet mouse, Elvis, died last night.
He was caught in a trap. He can't walk out because he ate too much cheese, baby.
Poor bugger. He had a good go at it.
Yeah, he did. He did. I don't know if I told you this, Nate.
Sure.
Sorry, again, 13 10 60. Give us a call if you have a joke.
Our best dad joke, $200 athlete's foot voucher as well, guys, at the athlete's foot. All that matters is the right fit. Find the biggest range and best brands for any activity at theathletesfoot.com.au.
Anyway, Nath, I received a flyer on anger management the other day.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I lost it.
That's good. Very good. Should try and find that.
Yeah. Oh my God, I lost it.
Lost it.
You're gonna like this one. You're gonna like this one.
Mate, I've liked them all so far.
Well, my favourite type of one is a question answer type joke. Sure. There they are. My favourite. I think you enjoy them as well.
Yep.
So Nath, what do you call friends you like to eat with?
What do you call friends you like to eat with? I don't know, what's that?
Taste buds.
That is for you, all right. You know I like that. I like friends and I like eating. So it's really good.
And you call your friends your buds.
I really do. Hey, love that.
I knew
you'd
love it.
Good, yeah. Good from you. You got any more or is that it?
I did, but we're going to go in high.
Yeah, let's go out in high. The only way, I'll be honest, we're at the top now. We're at the top of the Burj Khalifa. No. We could easily fall off that.
Nothing's been that.
13 10 60 Australia, your time now. Jump on the phones right now. We need your dad jokes. Perfect way to end the week.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Dad joke.
Hey, good one.
Dad joke.
I don't have a joke. I didn't know I was supposed to have one.
thought this was your thing.
That's good.
I'm not the funny one.
No, you will.
I'm not the funny one.
Last week you did one and I did one.
Did we?
That was the first time doing it. Yeah, we didn't talk through it.
We didn't talk through it. I thought it might have been a one-off.
No.
I'm happy to be involved if you want.
Yeah, but it's got to be on the spot.
I just do a lot better when I'm just a soundboard that goes, ha!
See, that's a joke.
Yeah, that in itself is a joke.
I'm just a soundboard that goes, ha! You want to try that?
I'm telling jokes and I don't even realise. Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. All right, we'll start it again. All right. You throw to me, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Dad joke!
Hey, good one. Dad joke! Nate, you got one?
Oh, I don't have jokes. I'm not ready. I'm just a soundboard. I just laugh. It's Dad Joke Sunday. Thanks, man. I mean, it was better when it happened organically.
Yes. I feel a little forced. Look, it is Dad Joke Sundays Australia. We love this. You tell us a joke, and we just think it's a great way to sort of end the weekend and look forward to the working week with a little bit of a hee-hee.
Bit of a ha-ha.
A little bit of a ho-ho.
Bit of a ho-ho-ho-ho. Donnie, welcome to the show. Hello, Donnie.
Hi, how are you?
We're going all right, Donnie. You got a dad joke for us?
Yeah, I have one. So I have the racing snail. And I take the shell off to make it more lightweight, but become more sluggish.
Ah. I mean, clever. I was wondering why. It sounded like you were making it up on the spot, but you knew where you were going. Well done, Donnie. Let's go to young Charlotte. Hello, Charlotte. We got you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Charlotte. You got a dad joke for us?
Yeah. What do you call a Dwayne Johnson impersonator?
What do you call a Dwayne Johnson impersonator? What's that, Shah?
The Shamrock.
Yes! Very good, Shah.
Yeah, some Paddy's Day joke as well. That's good.
Well
the
done.
Shamrock.
Well done. Todd. Toddy from Howrah. Hello, Todd.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Well, we're good, mate.
How are you, Todd?
I'm doing all right. I'm just at my daughter's first ever netball game, but I'm like, stuff that. I need to talk to Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, we love you, Toddy.
Oh, I think she just got her first goal. Oh,
well, hey! Oh, well done. How's that? A live goal.
A live goal.
All right, Toddy, you got a dad joke for us?
Mate, I've had a shocking week. You know, my son comes up to me. I've had two incidents this week which have just set me off. And my son comes up to me and he says, I need a bookmark. And I burst into tears instantly. You know I'm a bit of a sook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't believe it's been 16 years. You still don't know my name's Todd. But it got worse.
What happened?
Well, my girlfriend lost her glasses and she went absolutely off and she broke up with me.
Oh.
When I said to her, why can't we be together? She said, look, I just can't see you anymore.
Good, Toddy. God, you delivered. Well done, mate. Well done.
Take it easy, guys. Lovely to talk to you.
You get back to that netball game, okay, buddy? All right, let's get one more. Christelle. Hello, Christelle.
Hello, how are you?
We're going all right, Christelle. You got a dad joke for us?
I do.
Go ahead.
Singing in the shower is a lot of fun, unless you get soap in your mouth. Then it's just a soap opera.
That is good. That is...
Boom tears. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Quiz time! That's it. Unfortunately, when the whistle goes, Australia, we have to leave.
It's full time.
It's not up to us, but you know, it's full time. And it's ended today in a draw. But yeah, geez, it was exciting.
Another soccer match, was it?
Yeah. Just an absolute back and forward. But Nate, before we do go, we do need a show rating.
Yes, of course. The way this works is it doesn't matter how much of the show you've heard. It could have been from weeks ago. We need a score out of 10. And welcome to the show. To give us a show rating today from Logan Village. Hello, Carla. Welcome, Carla.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
We're going all right.
Carla, do you get to listen to much of our show?
Yeah, when we're out and about on the weekends and stuff.
Okay. How's the vibe of the show been lately?
Always good for a laugh.
Always good. You're not selling me, Carla, and that's okay. That's okay. I mean, are we just a kind of just a roundabout show for you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, always good.
Yeah,
always good. I mean, every time you say something, your voice is like an inflection. Yeah,
there's
always
an inflection. Good. There's an inflection, Carla.
Funny.
Just like
it's just because you know I'm talking to like celebrities right now. I'm just not on your level.
No, don't do that.
Your voice went high again. Your voice went high again. So I don't know.
Right, well, okay. Carla, give us a rating out of 10, just what you've heard over the past few weeks.
Honestly, I'd have to say probably about an 8 out of 10. Oh, no, my daughter said 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
We'll take that.
Adios!
10 out of 10 from me.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss. Mwah.